of Bunny Shoes, with Boycott Bunny Shoes signs to protest this social cleansing court order barring a homeless man from a public area to satisfy an upscale merchant selling fancy shoes. Again, Stefan will be defending himself in Department 7. There is no guarantee there's going to be an attorney there. 8:30 a.m. December 8th, or hopefully if he gets an attorney, there'll be a continuance, because the two attorneys who have kind of expressed an interest but no commitment have federal cases in San Jose on that same morning. This flyer, this is particularly interesting to me and important to me, because at the same time this is happening, in the last week there have been five more homeless men attacked. And I'm going to read through the rest of this flyer to give you an idea, and you can also get a copy of this flyer, as I've said, down at Robert Steffen's Umbrella. That's downtown, right across from the Cinema 9. Five homeless men attacked in 72 hours. Carl, attacked by youths, jailed by police. Carl, a homeless man, filed a second police report after police refused to take the first one. He reports being beaten by youths near Mission Street 7-Eleven Monday, November 29th, causing injuries to his head, arms, and ribs. The original police officers with whom he tried to file a report arrested him instead for drunk in public, handcuffed him, and took him to jail instead of to the hospital. The jail released Carl into the pouring rain at 1:30 a.m. the next morning. When he asked for bandages at the Homeless Services Center hours later, staff there called police again, and this time they took a report. Homeless Service Center staff informally report at least one additional beating in the previous week, a man named Barry. Ray Stitt, one of two homeless men who died in the first two, who died, I guess it was about a month ago now, reported that he received an additional beating a week before he died in the so-called accidental drowning death in early November. Joe Barker was beaten again. This is a Joe Barker beats. He reports he was beaten about the face and groin severely on Sunday morning. That's a week ago, 11:28, on the bench near the on the beach near the wharf by youths. Police photographing suspects the next day on Front Street let various non-homeless youths go, saying, "We could arrest you for drunk in public, but we'll give you a break." Barker was beaten last spring by a gang of white supremacist thugs masquerading as police officers at night. He had a bottle broken across his forehead and his ribs broken, among other serious injuries for which he was hospitalized. Finally, and caller, keep hanging in there. I'm going to answer your call in a moment. Eric reports that he and his homeless friend were dogged by a white pickup truck with a loud engine and the spotlight, who searched the area for him for nearly an hour around 9 p.m. Tuesday, November 30th at Delaware near Schaefer. The next night, another homeless man, Jason, was reportedly jumped, punched three times in the face by men who, he reports, briefly showed badges. A uniformed police officer then reportedly arrived, picked Jason up as drunk, and he was released hours later without charges. We have a call.
Hi, you're on the air with Free Radio.
Hi. You do know that I got jumped at the benefit, right?
No, I don't.
Oh my God.
Tell me about it.
I can't believe networking works so badly with such a wonderful...
So caller, tell us
what?
Who you are.
I go by a couple of different names. I was born James Reardon, and I was Montevideo for a long time.
Okay, well, James, what happened? How did you get...
I went to the benefit, and I was so psyched.
You're talking about the Free Radio Santa Cruz benefit?
That very benefit.
That's on Thursday, last Thursday.
That very one.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to spit myself up, so I, like, really dosed myself with sandalwood, which I, like, love. Mm-hmm. And, like, I like girls that love that, so I was expecting just bliss.
You didn't get jumped by the girls.
Oh, no, unfortunately, no. I did not get jumped by any girls. That didn't work out as I expected.
Mm-hmm.
However, some big, fat, ugly, probably, you know, almost certainly... A childhood sexual or psychological abuse victim.
Well,
so
what happened?
So he came up to me and he actually smelled me. And he walks up to me and he's like, "Are you wearing perfume?" I'm like, "Well, I'm wearing sandalwood, man." It's like, "I actually bought it in India. It's called sandalwood." He's like, "You're wearing perfume, man." And he, like, walked away. You know, and obviously he had the vibe. And he was a skinhead. Then, I forget where I was exactly, but I wasn't paying enough attention, obviously, because his two buddies all of a sudden both jumped me. And, like, you know, didn't hurt me. I mean, actually smashed me right in the face. Thank God I wasn't wearing my glasses.
What did they do? They punched you? Or?
Yeah, God, yeah.
Okay.
Punched me right in the head.
Where was this? Where did this happen, James?
At the benefit. In the basement of the vet's hall.
In the basement of the vet's hall?
Yeah.
And did anyone attempt to help you or stop them?
You know, it's a damn shame Steve's in jail, because I tell you, it really, I would, people, you know, people were sympathetic and kind of helped. I mean, people did come up and, like, you know, be sure that it wasn't an inflammatory situation that was going to... It was a very quick, kind of neat little,
So you were punched once
punched once and they dragged me. Like, you know, there's a couch that sits over in the corner. I wound up on that.
And so did you identify these two and have them removed, arrested, or questioned?
No, I just, like, walked outside and, like, talked to people. You know, and, like...
Were these two still at the gathering?
I'm pretty sure they're at.
That sounds grim.
I tell you, I'm thinking of changing my nom de guerre to Lightning Rod. Because I'm actually honored by the fact that happened to me. I'm like a disabled person. Like, I had my cane with me.
Well, is there more to the story? Because I've got three minutes left in the show.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, thank you, James.
Oh, my friend.
And listen, please come on down to the next Huff meeting. We're going to try to have a Huff meeting at 1 o'clock on Tuesday at the Rhizome.
Yeah, I'm actually doing some, like, real high-level networking action that you'll all be absolutely included in.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you for reporting in on it.
Sure enough.
Thanks.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Well, the reports just keep coming in. Next show is probably going to drive me out very quickly because I am at the end of my rope here. I want to thank you for being with us and remind you that Homeless Issues Task Force meets tomorrow at 5:30. Come in. Oh, no, they're here. And that's Monday at the Civic Auditorium in the ABC Room. Tuesday, we're going to have a vestigial Huff meeting. If those of you who are interested are going to kind of heed Donna Dice's plea for a downtown protest, either call in at 423-HUFF or show up at the Rhizome at 1 o'clock. And I'm not going to stay past 1:15 unless we get some folks there, but if you show, we're going to do some talking. And again, there's the Salinas protest against the shooting of Joe Hernandez. That'll be happening in the afternoon at the City Council in Salinas. Some of us may be going down there, possibly... two or three. Again, that will depend. Give a call to 423-HUFF if you want to be a part of that caravan. And finally, on Wednesday, Robert Steffen goes to court to defend his right to sit on a bench with an umbrella. I mean, what could be relatively simpler than that? That's at 8:30 in Department 7. Come on down. We got an incoming call, and we're out of here. You're on free radio. Hello? Okay, well, I'm afraid that's it for today. We had all kinds of wonderful things, an interview with Margaret Payne, the person who's taking Robert Steffen to court, but we can't do it. We got to go. And join us on Thursday, 6 o'clock in the evening. We'll be back 6 to 8.
Hi, caller. What's up?
Bye-bye. Thanks for being with us, and please stay tuned for the Little Red Hen. We've got some good clucking coming up.
If you'll marry me, I'll give you everything I have. You won't ever need to earn a penny. I will be your man, and the ring upon your hand will show the world that you're my darling Annie.
Thank you, love, I'll be glad to add your wages onto mine. I can work and keep myself so handy. You can be my man without a golden wedding band, and I'll tell the world that I'm your Annie.
For it's love, love will hold us, love is everything. Who could dream of anything that's better? Not the bow, not the string, not the golden wedding ring. Just you, love, you and me together. If you'll marry me, I will give to you my name. It will shield you from idle talk and envy. For when you play the game, you're secure from any blame. Not ashamed to be my darling Annie.
Thank you, love. I'm grateful for the offer of your name. But my own will do as well as any. I don't like the game, and the rules wouldn't make me change. Not the same girl you married, not your Annie.
for it's love, love will hold us.
It's the Little Red Hen. Oops. This is the Little Red Hen Show with your host Emma and Bobby Yaga. Hope you enjoy the show.